Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph from the lineage of David. And I've come on this modern donkey, well, more like a bird flying through the sky. You're a little bumpy, but not quite as stubborn as the donkeys that I'm used to dealing with. Your pastor invited me to be here to tell a little bit of your pastor. Where's your pastor? I don't see him. Is he up there?
Sorry.
Well, anyways, I'll tell you the story he asked me to tell you. It's quite a story. It's a story about faith, about how God is at work in one's life. You know, Mary and I loved each other. We were engaged for quite a while. In our time, engagement meant a bonding. And you didn't break that bond. You lived by that bond. It was a deep, deep promise. But one night she came to my abode and talked to me about something that had happened to her. It was an angel Gabriel. I don't know anything about angels or Gabriel, but I know I love Mary, and I know she would tell the truth to me. I heard both fear and excitement in her voice as she told me about this angel and how he told her not to be afraid, for the Lord had a need for her. Now, Mary and I are devout people. The Mosaic Law, the Torah, tells us how to live our lives. And so I was a little bit disturbed. This seemed not even normal. It just didn't seem right. But she told me that she was going to have a baby. What had happened? She was promised to be my wife. But she said, I'm going to have a baby. And I said, well, how can this be so? You and I have promised to hold ourselves until marriage. And then she said this most incredible thing. This baby was going to be of the Holy Spirit. What? The Holy Spirit? What is this? I could not take it in. I was totally flabbergasted. What was she talking about? But she said, I heard God speak. And I offered myself to be a handmaid, to be a servant of God. Well, to say the least, that night when I went to bed, I had all these emotions running through my head. I wondered, what was I to do? She was pregnant. I was not the man. She was with child. My mind was going 100 miles an hour. And I fell into this restless sleep. And all of a sudden, I heard a voice. It was a godly, kind voice. And the voice said, Joseph, don't worry about all this. Grab hold of your faith. Be ready to move on with your faith. For what the angel has told Mary is going to be true. You don't have to give her away, separate yourself from the covenant you have. No, I want you to go and marry her. Take her as your wife. I must have been tossing and turning, trying to absorb what was being said. And then something of great surprise came to me. And he says, I want you to name that child. I want you to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. I must have jerked awake at that time. I made up my mind that I was going to do what I was asked to do because I believed in God, and I was going to grab hold of my faith, and I was going to walk forward with my faith because the messenger was from God and asking me to do so. Oh, don't believe that came easily for me. I mean, after all, who ever heard of a baby from the Holy Spirit? Mary said something. She said something that stuck with me and made it possible for me to walk out with the faith that the angel seemed to be suggesting I have. She said, all things are possible with God. So we settle into a kind of routine. We talk, we laugh, we kiss, we share our life in a meaningful way, but we withhold ourselves because I didn't want to do anything to interrupt the plan of God. Or you see, we were devout. But something was happening. The rigidity of the law was beginning to loosen up a bit, and love was beginning to soften the law's direction. Law, speaking to the words, God's love. Love for Mary, love for me, very humbling to say the least. All right, we're doing fine. I'm working in the carpenter shop. People are coming by buying some of the things they need for their house. And all of a sudden we get this decree from the Emperor Augusta. And he has all the gall in the world to say, you need to go to Bethlehem and be registered because I need your taxes. I need more money. And I need to know whether my people are paying it. For we've never been asked to do that before. And so, what we were to do? We didn't have this modern bird that I came here to see you on. We had this donkey, stubborn old guy, but we put our bags on him. I kept wondering how this was going to work, but I also remembered the angel's suggestion, move forward with faith. And so I loaded Mary with child onto the donkey. It was her trimester coming close to being giving birth. And we set off for 80 miles. Now, 80 miles might not seem a lot like travel for you folks, but 80 miles was at least 5 days of travel for us. And Mary was a child. And I knew it was going to be a rough walk. She had to stop, she had to get down, she had to walk around. And I was worried about all the bouncing. And there were big rocks that we had to work our way around, and occasionally, twice, the donkey stumbled, and I was so afraid Mary would fall off, but she held on. So we moved toward Bethlehem. At night, the ground was our bed, and we heard the noises of nature all around us, and we wondered who was lurking in the dark. But then I remember the angel's message. Grab hold of your faith. Move forward with faith. Well, did we have any choice at all but to do so? And so each day we kept trotting along. Finally got to Bethlehem. I'm telling you, there was a crowd of people. It was wall-to-wall people, shoulder-to-shoulder. People were laughing and coughing and cursing and carrying on. You couldn't imagine how they were acting. So we found the place to register, and we signed our names in the book. And all of a sudden I thought, we don't have any place to sleep. So I went to each inn in this small village of Bethlehem and knocked on the door. And the door was slammed in my face a couple times, and a couple other times the person looked at my wife and looked at me and had some at least pity in their eyes. And finally, the last inn, I knocked on the door, almost feeling hopeless. Maybe it was hope against hope. I don't know. But the innkeeper opened the door, and he looked at me, and he looked at Mary, and he just sat there and shook his head. I have no place for you, my friend. Well, wait a minute. Maybe I do. Our barn is hooked to our inn, and the animals are out there, and it smells of the animals, and the birds, and it's kind of chilly out there, but there's lots of straw. What if I give you a cup of soup and send you to the barn? Will that be okay? I said, I guess so. I can't imagine such rough conditions for our child. And you know he is the Son of God, don't you? Even though by my naming him, I adopted him, he was my boy too, Jesus. Okay, enough of that. We went tonight to bed. Mary was restless, and in the middle of the night, she reached out and grabbed my shoulder, and she said, it's time. Oh, I was nervous. Did we have everything we need? I ran into the inn and got some hot water and some cloths to wrap it in, and raced out to her. And she was working hard, and she had this mixed smile and courage upon her face. But then he was born. This beautiful, beautiful baby boy. And I said, as he was coming out into the world, this is Jesus, for he will save our people from their sin. And then I remember another thing. The angel had told me that it was predicted, it was prophesied, that one would come who would be called Emmanuel. God with us. And I came all the way from Bethlehem to this wonderful, beautiful building to tell you.